Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
You did it! Congratulations!
We did it! But I don't know if congratulations are in order for us Phoenicians hitting its first 100-degree day of the year yesterday. According to the National Weather Service, we hit 100 degrees exactly at 3:10 p.m. at Sky Harbor Airport, and that would prove to be the high temperature for the day. The Phoenix average for its first triple-digit day is May 2nd. And last year, Phoenix hit triple digits for the first time on April 30th and the last time on October 21st. The earliest the city has ever hit the 100-degree mark was March 26th. In 1988. But while 100 degrees visited Phoenix earlier than usual, it came after a cooler, wetter winter than usual. We reached 90 degrees for the first time this year on April 11th, which was 12 days later than the historical average. So on this Earth Day, I think it's worth discussing if our earliest 100 degrees is a sign of anthropomorphic global warming. Maybe, maybe not. But humans are playing a part in making Phoenix hotter. Some of the comments that accompanied the KTAR Facebook post on this story made me smile. A guy named Steve asked, "Are we playing the airport game again? It's so stupid because everybody knows it's an extra 5 degrees there." Steve and a couple of other people were doing something that I first noticed last year when we had a record run of 110 or higher temperatures in a row and a very wimpy monsoon, which delivered little to no rain at Sky Harbor International Airport, where the National Weather Service's official Phoenix thermometer and rain gauge are located. Last summer, some people actually accused the media and the National Weather Service of perpetrating what they consider to be the hoax of global warming. But here's what's funny with yesterday's Facebook convo. A guy named Jeffrey replied to Steve by listing some temps from around the valley that were between 2 and 5 degrees below 100, ostensibly to prove his point that airport temps are hotter than reality. But most of the valley temps he posted were recorded at airports in the suburbs. A lady named Tanya said we should, quote, stop reporting fake news. It did not hit 100 degrees unless you're surrounded by concrete. Yeah. But since the temps Jeffrey posted are in suburban areas, they're going to be lower because they are surrounded by less concrete than an urban area. And Sky Harbor is one of the most urban airports in the U.S., considering its location is just a couple miles east of downtown Phoenix. Compare that to Denver International, which is so far east of Colorado's capital city that it's practically in Kansas. Yeah, here's where humans play a part in making Phoenix hotter. Whether it's tied to global warming or not, the more concrete we add to the Valley of the Sun, the more roof tiles, the more blacktop, all that stuff that retains the heat that's generated by the sun during the day, keeps that heat overnight and makes it that much easier to get close to or cross over 100 degrees sometime the next day. So we're playing a part. Yeah, we need to play a part in fixing it by planting more trees here. I'm going to go along with what a guy by the name of Dave replied to all of this. He said, quote, having left there in November after 40 years, I find it funny that people would squabble over a couple of degrees. It wasn't 100, it was 96. Either way, you can have it. I don't miss it at all. I would terribly miss the valley if I moved away, but I wouldn't miss the heat. And that's why we need to work to make it cooler here in Phoenix. And there are some very normal ways that doesn't mean you're giving in to the hoax of global warming.